Okay. In walking through this journey, let's go back to, what you said, was it 2019 or 2021 or 2020, my bad?
2020.
Okay, so when COVID was at its peak, walk us through what your feelings were in knowing that you were making like these juices and people were asking about them, mm-hmm. but not being quite sure, like, am I a business owner? Where does this really take me?
Yeah. So, yeah, during that time, like, I was still kind of, I was really scared. And I think I was more so focused on what other people would think. Mm-hmm. Or maybe, you know, like, who does she think she is? Like, but I had to dead that and remove that spirit from my body and my life. And I just still always felt like God had called me to do this. And I wasn't sure why. But I just felt something inside of me that I needed to be doing it. So I just kept going. Like, kept going. And on top of that, I was having, like, so much fun with it, like the most yeah. fun that I had had. Like, I just felt fulfilled and like I'm creating this. And I wasn't feeling that when I, you know, in my past jobs. Mm-hmm. So just feeling all of that, like, I just felt like, okay, this something is here. And I just felt like I couldn't, like, you know, put it to the side. So I just continued to just grow and just keep going. I just told myself, no matter what, I'm not gonna give up. Because I feel like if you start something and you're actually passionate about that,
right,
like, and you never stop and you're consistent the entire way, like, it has no reason not to pop off.
Right.
You know, so that's kind of how I felt about it. And I was like, no, I'm just going to keep going. Like, what's the worst that can happen? You know, I feel like, you know, God has placed this into my life for a reason. And something just told me to keep going. And so yeah. I just tried to, you know, remove all negativity. And I'm not saying I don't still feel those doubts to this day, because I do.
Yeah.
But I still just push through them, because I'm kind of like, I'm curious to see what's going to happen if I don't let that negativity and any doubt overcome.
Awesome. So in that creating those juices, when I think of creating something that people consume, I think of like food being in the kitchen and all that. Mm-hmm. So what type of personality are you? Are you like, were you in there making juices like, oh, I'm just going to follow the recipe, or let me taste this, let me put a dash of this? Like, how were you concocting the juice? You don't have to give away any secrets now, but like, what type of cooker or juicer creator are you?
Yeah, so I kind of just like followed my instincts when I was trying out different blends and different fruits and vegetables, and all of the flavors came very naturally. I don't know why, but everything just popped into my head, like, try this. And almost everything that I made actually came out really good, except for, like, a few. And so I was just in there just whipping it up, just trying stuff, yeah. tasting. Like, I'm a very hands-on person. Like, I don't mind getting dirty. Like, I'm, like, night and day. Like, I'm, like, either all the way dressed up and glam, or I'm, like, literally sleeves rolled up. Like, let's do this.
Okay.
So, you know, I just was, you know, try to curate things that I liked personally, but I also kept in mind things that I know a lot of other people like. For instance, like, I don't like tangy, like, sour stuff, but I know, like, a lot of my friends love that, and a lot of people love that. So I try to keep that in mind, too. Like, I'm not only creating things that I like, but let me create right. things that other people will probably like, too.
Yeah, making sure your market is asking for mm-hmm. what you're actually creating.
Yeah.
Great. So in addition to that, you're in your kitchen at the beginning. Are you still in your kitchen, or is this become more of a like a production? Do y'all do it in a certain place?
Yeah, so now we have a commercial kitchen, and so mm-hmm. we're kind of like moving more towards like the manufacturer type of distributor type of things. And so that's mm-hmm. kind of also a part of the what's next and growing. Like, we're trying to really make it just be more official. So now, you know, we have to adhere to certain regulations. So, yeah, we have to, like, be in grade A commercial kitchens. But, you know, I did start off in my kitchen.
Yeah.
And, you know, I made sure that everything was clean, because I am a clean freak. And, you know, that was important to me even at the beginning. And that's the thing. Like, it's okay to start in your kitchen or in your garage or whatever. Just, you know, right. obviously it may not always be the most ideal thing, but just to get you started off the ground, just take the, you know, necessary steps that you know you need to take, especially when preparing, like, food items and things like that. Just, right. you know, do the best you can. Obviously, there's no, you know, ill intention behind it. But you got to start somewhere, so.
Awesome. So in creating your juices, I have become like a really big proponent of affirmations. Does affirmations play a role in your life at this part of your journey?
Yes. So I started doing my affirmations. You know, I would journal every day. I would write them down. Or I'd revisit them. I got some apps. Like, I even have an app on my phone right now that has an affirmation. I set it as a widget. So at the top, it stays there and it like rotates throughout the day. So mm-hmm. it just gives me different affirmations. And it also lets me choose like the topic of like how I'm feeling or like maybe the thing that I'm struggling with most. So it gives me affirmations based on that. So I'm definitely an advocate for affirmations. Like, they really have just like changed my life so much, because it just those daily reminders that, you know, you are doing good. You're enough. Like, you can do this. And it seems kind of minute, but I've gone on periods where I didn't do the affirmations mm-hmm. and I just kind of felt like I was all over the place, like something was missing. So it does kind of help keep me a little grounded.
All right. Mm-hmm. So with your affirmations, I don't know if it's affirmation or just like forecasting, mm-hmm. but where do you see yourself in, like, let's say 2-3 years? Let's not even say 5, 2-3 yeah. years. Where are you hoping to be? Who is that, Jessica?
Yeah. So business wise, I'm planning, you know, we will have a storefront, some type of low physical location. Mm-hmm. And I just want to be able to manage from like the outside looking in. Mm-hmm. So I like to see like my creations just come to life and stand on the back burner looking in. I'm not really like, I want to be the center of it or the yeah. face of it.
Yeah.
I like to kind of just like delegate and put everything together and then mm-hmm. step back and look at how things are playing out. I would love to, you know, be doing motivational speakings, you know, maybe putting different events together for women to talk about starting businesses or just like getting over those like humps in life to become the woman or the man that you want to be.
Yeah.
So I definitely see myself, you know, being a little bit more, you know, connected and creating and just like, you know, motivating other people, doing podcasts like this or motivational speaking. But I definitely see myself just being, you know, a boss, accelerated from where I am now, for sure.
Okay, let's put a number on that. How, in terms of your impact, how many people, let's say in 2 years, do you think you're going to or you want to employ? Like, how big? Because I want you to look back on this yeah. and blow your mind. So let's see how big. What is your imagination?
I would say in the next year, maybe about 6. And
okay.
Only because, I mean, I have like kind of one person right now that she helps me a lot, you know, throughout the week with mm-hmm. orders and things like that. And then another person kind of steps in as well. So that's already kind of 2. So I'm going to say 6 only 6. Because, I mean, it just depends, because I'm only assuming that I'm going to have one location. So,
yeah.
You know, I could have more, but I'm just going to say about 6 employees for now. And then we'll look back and see what happens.
Yes. Yes. I think you're going to blow your mind, because that's a little conservative.
Yeah.
But no, that's great aspirations. And I'm so thankful that you're in this place. And I think I've just been reading this book, Outliers, and just talking about being born in a certain period of time
yeah.
and how people impact or how people rise to the cream of the crop. And all of the people, or however many people that went through Bailey, like, there are so many people doing great things.
Yes,
so I
want to
be like,
I was thinking about
kudos
that
to you. Like, there are so many people doing great things and just being yeah. born in this space where so many creators are like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it with intentionality and consistency and make sure it's grounded in God. I just want to say congratulations and thank you for yeah. being in that space and listening to that. Because I just woke up this morning, like, my husband is still a teacher.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I could totally accept that. Like, I could accept that as what it's going to be. I'll just be a teacher for the rest of my life. But I think I'm more fearful of being somebody I never wanted to be, opposed to like stepping out and trying to become that person. So kudos to you, because I'm like in that
yeah,
space right now.
That's
too.
Exactly yes. how I feel as well.
I'm like, I'm 20 years old, so like, what do I have to lose? It's not like, yeah. you know, I'm 50 and my whole life has been paved out or whatever. Mm-hmm. But yes, I just wanted to take that time and say kudos for taking that step.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. So I think that is all the questions I have for you today. Thank you for coming and spending some time with us and just really sharing your story. Would you like to shout out your products or any of that for today's show?
Sure. Yeah. Well, first, let me shout out my business partner, Chris. He has really helped me along the way and just been an amazing partner. And I didn't mention him earlier, but that is my business partner. So shout out to Chris. And just in terms of my products, you can order online. Our website is www.glowjuicebar, and that's GLO-juicebar. We're also on Instagram at glowjuicebar, GLO. If you live in Dallas, we have local pickup options. So you can basically order online, schedule a pickup at a location here in Dallas, and just go in and pick up. Soiree Coffee Bar is a Black-owned coffee bar in Trinity Groves. They actually sell our juices there, so you can literally walk in and get them if they're there because they sell out so quickly.
They do. I can attest to that.
And so, you know, we also ship to almost all 50 states. So literally, like, there's so many different ways to get them. So, and hopefully, you know, soon we'll have an actual location of our own. So, yeah.
Yes, yes. We are claiming it. Thank you for tuning in, guys. Today's episode is sponsored by GSTW, where we find and fund your purpose via e-commerce. And that's all.